Last month, the River Valley Adult Learning Alliance in Dardanelle made history by being the first small town to receive a partnership with the Mexican Consulate to promote educational opportunities. The Educational Window Program, or La Ventanilla Educativa, will aid Mexican-born individuals in accessing diplomas from Mexico and provide help for traditionally underserved communities for all things education. Ozarks at Large's Rachel Sanchez-Smith spoke to Alejandro Reyes and Meredith Martin-Motes, co-directors for the Alliance, who said the program is for everyone and has served as a bridge between communities in the town.
For example, they came from Mexico and they don't have their birth certificate or their high school diploma or middle school diploma, any diploma for an education. We're going to be directly calling and getting it in here for them. Not just from it, another thing that is really interesting about this, it's not just from Dardanelle, Arkansas, not just for Arkansas, it's for Tennessee and Oklahoma. All the needs of these three states, we're going to be serving. So, and the other big part is informing the community of all the resources that we have for education. Like, here we're not just talking about from Mexico, from the United States. For example, when a parent from Mexico is called to go to the court because his kid lost 10.5 days of school and they don't have a translator, don't know what to do, they can come to us and we can tell them what is going on and probably help them to call the court. No, get with them, no, but help them in the transition. Other one example can be like kids that has an IOP. Sometimes the Spanish parents don't understand what is an IOP. So if they call us and to find out, we're gonna be able, all that has to do with education. And of course has connections with the schools, with all the schools, with the universities around here, and other entities and nonprofit organizations and profit organizations that offer help for the students.
Why is it important to have a program like this that highlights inclusivity as one of its main objectives and principles?
Well, I mean, I think one of the things that we're so excited about is Dardanelle is the first small town to ever have a program like this. And one of the reasons, you know, that it makes so much sense is, you know, Dardanelle schools, Dardanelle community is 30 to 40% Spanish speaking as a community. You know, we are a community of English and Spanish speakers. Like that is just like daily life here. And so it's really important because it kind of reflects the community that's here. This is what home looks like for us. And we're really excited. We were saying that it's the first small town. And I grew up in Dardanelle. I've left at 18 and then came back many years later. It's really exciting to see Dardanelle become this place that is all about inclusion and all about becoming bilingual. Like one of the things we talk about all the time is our community is increasingly bilingual, and we really want to support that. It's an image of rural America that a lot of people don't understand or know, but it's very, very real.
First small town to receive a partnership such as this, what was the process like of securing this deal and forming this partnership, especially with a town the size of Dardanelle?
Part of it is we were kind of already doing a lot of the work. And I think the partnership made sense. Our background, like as an organization, is we're basically a literacy council, but we've really tried to kind of push the boundaries of what that means. And basically we work pretty much with any adult on any kind of learning need that they might have. So when Alejandra came on as co-director, you know, one of the things that she was doing all the time was helping all kinds of translation, helping people get the resources that they needed. And so kind of was a natural fit, but I'll let you tell them how you kind of secured the deal.
that's a question that really touched for me because I have been working for this Plaza Comunitaria. I was just one the Plaza Comunitaria. That don't came with any resource, anything. You just, because I want people get education. If they don't know how to read in Spanish, they are never going to be able to translate that to the English language. So to me, that was I'm so passionate about that. And since 10 years ago, I have been working on this. I never take the hand out of, can you give us this? Can you give us this? And finally, thanks God, there was the space when people that understand the needs of small community areas, rural areas, of not just of Arkansas, but this is going to be a model to follow. Because if we can get the all these rural areas, the Mexican consulate and the Mexican government in Mexico gonna see, well, probably we need to give two ventanillas educativas, one for big cities and one for small cities. I don't know, the possibilities are endless, but we're beginning something in here that is so important. So how we close the deal, they really see what we do working. They know out there in the world what we do, not just me, but Meredith. We was in the right time with the right people that understand the needs of our community. But I want it for Darnell, for Joel County, because this is my home for my kids.
What has been the community response to the initiation of this program? And has anybody said, you know, are we looking forward to this? What has that response been like?
I mean, I think people have been really excited, and I think, very, very supportive. And I think one of the things that's been really neat is since we've been in the media and talking about this, we've had more English speakers will come up to me and be like, I need to learn Spanish. I've been wanting to learn Spanish forever. And we'll be like, well,
we have the class.
We'll hook you right up. So I've noticed that in the English speaking community, people are really excited to figure out like how they can get more involved. And we invite you to come and to check it out, and to also and to pay attention to some of the stuff that's not just happening here, but in other rural communities across the
and
South.
The needs.
Yeah. And, you know, like there's so many misconceptions about what rural life in Arkansas looks like. And in Yale County, especially rural life in Arkansas is multicultural, multilingual. You know, we just invite people to come take part and learn more about what's going on here. And we would love to form partnerships, because like Alejandra was saying, like we're doing this for our community because we care so much about it. But also we're hoping to develop models that can be useful for people in other places that they can, you know, then take and make it work whatever their home looks like. So yeah, come visit us.
And the other thing that I want to, I'm not bragging, I'm going to say, I just want to the people really know the importance of this Ventanilla Educativa. It's only one Ventanilla Educativa in Arkansas, and other people want it from other bigger towns. And they give it to us. And don't give it to us because I'm a really good friend with them. They give it to us because they see the work that Meredith and I has been done with the community. We're going to do what we have to do to make it happen if it's in our hands.
That was Alejandra Reyes and Meredith Martin Motes, co-directors at the River Valley Adult Learning Alliance in Dardanelle, Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Rachel Sanchez-Smith.